Good morning and welcome to this service of morning prayer and the litany on this fourth Sunday before the penitential season of Advent.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Through Jesus, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name.
The hymn, Sweet is the Work, My God, My King.
Beloved in Christ, we come together to offer to Almighty God our worship and praise and thanksgiving, to confess our sins and to receive God's forgiveness, to hear his holy word proclaimed, to bring before him our needs and the needs of the world, and to pray that in the power of his Spirit we may serve him and know the greatness of his love. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. Heavenly Father,
we have sinned
against you and against our neighbour in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us. Forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord, open our lips,
and our mouth will proclaim your praise.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
On page 120, the canticle Jubilate.
Be joyful in the Lord.
The psalm appointed for this morning, 146, which we say by alternate division of verses. Alleluia, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, will I praise the Lord.
As long as I have any being.
Put not your trust in princes, nor in any human power.
For there is no help in them.
When their breath goes forth, they return to the earth.
On that day, all their thoughts perish.
Happy are those who have the God of Jacob for their help,
whose hope is in the Lord their God,
who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them,
who keeps his promise forever,
who gives justice to those that suffer wrong,
and bread to those who hunger.
The Lord looses those that are bound.
The Lord opens the eyes of the blind.
The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down.
The Lord loves the righteous.
The Lord watches over the stranger in the land. He upholds the orphan and widow.
But the way of the wicked he turns upside down.
The Lord shall reign forever.
Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Hallelujah.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading is from the book of Ruth, chapter 1, beginning at verse 15. So she said, "See, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return after your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, do not press me to leave you or to turn back from following you. Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me, and more as well, if even death parts me from you. When Naomi saw that she was determined to go with her, she said no more to her.
On page 130, the canticle, Urbs Fortitudinis.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 12, beginning at verse 28. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbour as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one dared ask him any question.
On page 122, the canticle Benedictus.
Benedictus.
I believe in God.
I believe in God.
The Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father.
Our Father.
Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Show us your mercy, O Lord.
And grant us your salvation.
O Lord, save the Queen.
And grant her government wisdom.
Let your ministers be clothed with righteousness.
And let your servants shout for joy.
O Lord, save your people.
And bless those whom you have chosen.
Give peace in our time, O Lord.
And let your glory be over all the earth.
O God, make clean our hearts within us.
And renew us by your Holy Spirit.
The Collect of the Day. Almighty and eternal God, you have kindled the flame of love in the hearts of the saints. Grant to us the same faith and power of love, that as we rejoice in their triumphs, we may be sustained by their example and fellowship, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
O God,
O God,
the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your protection, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O Lord,
O Lord,
our heavenly Father, Almighty and ever-living God, we give you thanks for bringing us safely to this day. Keep us from falling into sin or running into danger, and in all things guide us to know and do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. From Thanks and Praise, hymn number 11, Before the Throne of God Above.
Praise whose name is love, forever lives and leads more.
Let us pray in the words of the Litany on page 175. God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth,
have mercy on us.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit, Giver of life,
have mercy on us.
Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons in one God,
have mercy on us.
Save us, good Lord, from all sin and wickedness, from pride, hypocrisy, and conceit, from envy, hatred, and malice, and all uncharitableness.
Save us, good Lord,
from sins of thought, word, and deed, from the lusts of the flesh, from the deceits of the world and the snares of the devil.
Save us, good Lord,
from fire, storm, and flood, from disease, pestilence, and want, from war and murder, and from dying unprepared.
Save us, good Lord,
from all false doctrine, from hardness of heart, from contempt of your word and commandment, and from the evil of schism.
Save us, good Lord,
in times of sorrow and in times of joy, in the hour of death and in the day of judgment.
Save us, good Lord.
Save us, Lord Christ, by the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your birth, childhood, and obedience, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your ministry in word and work, by your mighty acts of power, and by your preaching of the kingdom.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your agony and trial, by your cross and passion, and by your precious death and burial.
Save us, Lord Christ.
By your mighty resurrection, by your glorious ascension, and by your sending of the Holy Spirit.
Save us, Lord Christ.
Hear us, good Lord. Govern and direct your holy church, fill it with love and truth, and grant it that unity which is your will.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give your church courage to preach the gospel and to make disciples of all the nations.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give knowledge and understanding to bishops, priests, and deacons, that by their life and teaching they may proclaim your word.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give all people grace to receive your word and to bring forth the fruit of the Spirit.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bring all who have erred and are deceived into the way of truth.
Hear us, good Lord.
Guard and bless our rulers, especially Elizabeth our Queen, the Prime Minister Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State Brandon Lewis, and the government, the First Minister Paul Given, Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill, and the Executive. Also President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic, and grant that they may trust in you and seek your honour and glory.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless our country and give grace, wisdom, and understanding to all in authority.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless the European nations and draw us closer to one another in justice and freedom.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless those who administer the law, that they may uphold justice in honesty and truth.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless and keep all who maintain peace and safety.
Hear us, good Lord.
Give to Afghanistan and all nations unity, peace, and concord.
Hear us, good Lord.
Strengthen the faithful, comfort and help the faint-hearted, raise up those who fall, and drive out all evil.
Hear us, good Lord.
Support and encourage all who are in poverty, unemployment, or distress. Protect those whose work is dangerous, and keep in safety all who travel.
Hear us, good Lord.
Keep fathers, mothers, and children united in their family life, and give them wisdom and strength in times of stress.
Hear us, good Lord.
Heal the sick. Care for the old and lonely, and comfort the bereaved.
Hear us, good Lord.
Remember the poor who long to hear good news. Give us the will to strengthen them through acts of generous love.
Hear us, good Lord.
Show your pity on victims of strife, on the homeless and the hungry, on prisoners and on all who live in fear.
Hear us, good Lord.
Forgive our enemies, persecutors and slanderers, and turn their hearts.
Hear us, good Lord.
Guide and direct all who influence others through the written or the spoken word, and inspire all who serve mankind in science, industry, and art.
Hear us, good Lord.
Bless and keep all your people.
Hear us, good Lord.
Teach us to use the resources of the earth to your glory, that all may share in your goodness and praise you for your loving kindness.
Hear us, good Lord.
Saviour of the world, forgive our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may amend our lives according to your holy word, and share with all your people the joys of your eternal kingdom. Jesus, Lamb of God,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, bearer of our sins,
have mercy on us.
Jesus, Redeemer of the world,
give us your peace.
The hymn, O Thou Who Camest From Above. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. There are many times in life when directions are given that seem very simple. For instance, if you are driving a car, you are required to put on your indicator to indicate that you are turning a corner. If you want to interrupt a conversation, one is expected to say, "Excuse me." You tell your children or grandchildren to put away their toys when they are finished playing. That way, they will know where they are the next time they want them. These instructions seem very easy to follow, and yet it seems that they are frequently violated. The commandments to which early members of the Jewish community lived were directions from God handed down to Moses about how to live in the world and in community. Jewish leaders added hundreds of more rules that stated the beliefs of the followers of God. When Jesus was asked by members of his contemporary community, which commandment is the first of all? Jesus redirects part of his answer to the words contained in the Old Testament books at Leviticus and Deuteronomy. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." And then Jesus adds the second instruction, "You shall love your neighbour as yourself." That was a very straightforward and familiar statement. Presumably, this was a part of the daily practice of those who were listening to Jesus. Many members of the Jewish community prayed a daily prayer called the Shema, which incorporates the first statement that Jesus quoted to them. The tradition continues to this day. Like the first illustrative directions offered at the beginning of this sermon, the commandment that Jesus gives to the scribe seems pretty simple. He tells them that the most important rule is that they must love God above all things and with every fibre of their beings. While the scribes and the Sadducees may have been somewhat sceptical about the true identity of Jesus, they have been formed by God's teaching and requirements for a holy life. Still, they are struggling with these ideals. As contemporary faith followers, the struggle to live fully into these commandments is apparent throughout our society. If loving God with all your heart, soul and mind were easy, there would be no room for doubt when difficulties would arise. Yet there are times for many when doubts arise, especially when prayers are not answered as quickly as one would want, or in the way one would hope. When loved ones die unexpectedly, some will express a crisis of faith. If there is a God, people say, why did God allow this to happen to me? Why did God allow me to lose my job? Why did God allow my marriage to fall apart? Why is my best friend addicted to drugs? It is not uncommon for regular churchgoers to question the existence of God at a very challenging point in life. Trust is the main source of love. Jesus reminds us that when God is fully trusted, there cannot be any room for second guessing. When there seems to be no explanation for occurrences in life, those are the moments to let one's faith sustain us and lean on God for strength and support instead of turning away from God. There is more to this assignment than loving God with all your being. Jesus takes it a step further and says, love your neighbour as yourself. In the Gospel according to St. Mark, the scribe agrees with Jesus and understands the requirements. But take a look at the discussion Jesus had with the Pharisees in the account from Luke about the greatest commandment. When Jesus says to them, love your neighbour, they immediately push back by asking, who is my neighbour? This is where things seem to get a little tricky. Jesus demonstrates the answer with the parable or the Good Samaritan. He tells us the story of the man who was robbed, injured, and left in the road for dead. A priest saw the incapacitated man and walked right past him. A Levite encountered him and actually crossed the street away from him. It was the Samaritan, the unlikeliest person of all, who stopped, offered aid, and even got him into a place where someone could care for him. Jesus' admonition to the Pharisees was that love for one's neighbour is wrapped tightly in care, in compassion, and in mercy. The COVID pandemic has created much tension. It has, at times, literally pitted geographical neighbour against neighbour and relatives against each other. There are many news accounts of people in public places and even on aeroplanes having disputes over mask wearing and vaccinations. What does it mean to love your neighbour as yourself? What would Jesus say at this moment? Perhaps being less judgmental about us versus them is a place to begin. Instead of physical or verbal altercations, what would it look like to embrace one's neighbour so that a dialogue could commence instead of accusations? If we follow the lesson of the Good Samaritan, how are we caring for our ill neighbours, and where are we being led to help one another? Christians are called to do all that we can to love everyone, not just those who agree with us. Love means striving for unity and moving towards becoming beloved community. The same holds true for many of the controversies of the world today. Think of the great conversational shift that could occur if love took the lead. The presiding bishop of the Episcopal Church in the United States, Michael Curry, has written a book called Love is the Way. Michael Curry has said consistently, if it's not about love, then it's not about God. There is no compromise on this commandment. You cannot love God and hate your neighbour. When we love God completely, we are bound to find ways to answer the call to love our neighbours also. We will be accepting of people who look different from us and those whose lifestyles are not the same. Resistance to courageous conversations that could lead to greater understanding of differing opinions prevents us from loving each other in the ways God describes. More importantly, there is liberation and a willingness to trust God enough to believe that neighbours are the same as we are. They have the same dreams and desires to love the Lord and to follow God as faithful disciples. They too have picked up their crosses and have made the commitment to follow Jesus. What greater love is there? The good news from Jesus is that this type of love is achievable. It is possible to love others so much that polarization ends and healing begins. Undoubtedly, the directions given by Jesus are not so easy after all. Loving God and each other is worth it. Loving our neighbour, the homeless neighbour, the Muslim neighbour, the black neighbour, the immigrant neighbour, the Jewish neighbour, the Christian neighbour, the atheist neighbour, the disabled neighbour, the addicted neighbour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The hymn, I Want to Walk with Jesus Christ.
Oh,
those who yield their lives to Him.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. The hymn, Fill Thou My Life, O Lord My God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for being with us this morning. Your participation in this online act of worship is much appreciated. Items for the November item of the Parish Magazine are now due and should be left as soon as possible, either with me or with Roger Maxwell. Sunday next, we will be celebrating the Festival of All Saints. There will be an online service on the parish website from 10 a.m. The services in church next Sunday will be parish communion at 10 o'clock in Annahilt, at 12 noon in Mara Hamlet. Thank you.